Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Nathan Mansfield Show. I hope you're all doing well. I want to send a message of just hope and love to you all this morning, and hope that you're all doing well, you're staying safe, you haven't been economically disrupted, and if you have, my heart's with you. I'm thinking about you. Just know that there is an end to this, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. So I want to just send you that love and that hope this morning, and it's kind of relative to what we're going to talk about today. Today, I want to discuss some ways to get out of a rut. I feel like right now we all might be struggling in our normal routines. Maybe we've kind of gotten out of our fitness routine. Maybe we've kind of gotten out of just some old routines that we used to be in that really served us. So today we're going to discuss 4 steps to get back on track, to get out of a rut and get yourself moving again, get yourself headed in the right direction, and really just start charging back after the goals and dreams that we had before all this unfolded a month and a half ago. So I really hope you find some value here today, and just lean in and take notes. The 4 steps to get you back on track when you're feeling like you're in a rut. So the first step we've got to do is we've got to just accept it. We've got to be aware of it, but we can't live in it. And this is the most important step, is that many times we beat ourselves up once we get into a rut. We realize that our fitness routine is off. We realize that we haven't been eating right, and we kind of just get down on ourselves. And that self-destruction actually makes things much worse. We've got to just accept it and be okay with it and understand that we've got to move forward, not live in the present, not live in the past. We've got to move forward on what we want out of our lives. So we've really got to just live in that moment, accept it, understand it, be okay with it so that we can move on. Another big note about this is we can't let our emotions take over. Many times we get so down on ourselves that destruction actually leads us to a deeper rut in which makes it much harder to get the momentum to move out of. So try to just be okay with the emotions, but try not to allow those emotions to take over your day to day. I know that many times once the emotions and the thoughts start rolling, it's kind of a vicious cycle, and that is very, very dangerous. So what I need you to do is be aware of those emotions, be okay with those emotions, but don't let them control you. Try to start gaining control back over those thoughts and emotions. Know that it's just a phase. Ruts are just a phase. We all got kind of go through these peaks and valleys in our life. And we know this in our fitness. We know this in our personal life. We know this in our jobs. But the kind of the goal of life is to cruise on an uphill, steady pace rather than going through these peaks and valleys. So we're not trying to always pull ourselves out. You see that most people in fitness will gain and lose weight constantly. And it's like all the momentum and all the energy you had to lose the weight or to get the body you dreamed of. Now, once you go through this hard time, we got to pull ourselves out. So it's important that we know that it's just a phase that we're going to get out of. And we got to get on a path that kind of sets us free in an uphill incline and just getting better every single day. That's the goal of life. The second thing we got to do is take a big step in the opposite direction. Now, the most important thing about this is that we take a big step in the moment, okay? Once we've become aware that we're in a rut, we kind of know maybe it's been 2-3 weeks, especially during these times, these hard times that we're in, you know, we're out of our comfort zone. We don't have a gym. We don't have the normal amenities that we're used to. We have to understand that once we've become fully aware, we know that we're in a rut, we've got to, in the moment, take a big step, a 180. Thinking about it like this, if you're driving in a new city and you're driving down the interstate, or you go to take a turn off on an exit and you realize you make the wrong turn, the first thing you gotta do is just, we usually just get back off the exit, turn around, and come right back in the opposite direction where we're headed. And it's kind of the same thing here. It's like, we realize that we took a wrong turn and we've gotta just do a 180 immediately. Now, the most important thing is we have to commit to something big. And this can be anything from hiring, if you're in fitness, hiring a trainer. This could be signing up for a gym membership, signing up for a 5K, signing up for a half marathon. Sign up for something big. You have to commit to something in the moment. Many times we get these thoughts. It's like, hey, I'm not really feeling well about my body. I know I've been out of my fitness routine. And we kind of just let the thought come, we let the thought go. But when we're feeling those, we've just got to find something to commit to. Maybe for you, it's buying a new outfit that gets you motivated. Maybe it's buying a new supplement to get you motivated. It's something that you have to commit to that's going to make a lasting change and make you want to reverse the direction that you're heading. The third step is we need to find a bigger purpose. I find that many people in fitness, including myself in the past, we become addicted to the aesthetic of fitness. We're doing things only for the body that we dream of, and that's okay. I think it's a very admirable thing to want to have a great body. I really think that's a great thing for everybody. We want to have that confidence based upon how we look. However, I will tell you that the body, the aesthetic, those things will only take you so far. You're going to go, what happens when you actually achieve the body? Now what? With fitness, we've got to find the higher purpose, and that's just our overall health. We've got to start putting the importance of fitness and nutrition on our overall health. And that means that you're just doing it because you know that it makes your body run well, it makes you feel good about yourself, and you know that you're going to live a longer, healthier life overall if you just commit to doing these things on a day-to-day basis now. So we've got to find the bigger purpose. You got to find the bigger why, and whatever that means to you, you've got to find it. But I ask you to not only focus on the aesthetic, the dropping 10 pounds, the 20 pounds, how you look in the mirror. Those things are important, but we've got to find a bigger purpose in this. And the last thing is we've got to write a plan and schedule it. So after we've done some commitment, we've committed to something, a 5K, whatever, we've got to find a way to put this in a schedule, whether it be a written schedule. I highly recommend that you print out a monthly schedule, or you go into Google Calendar or whatever calendar system you use in your iPhone and actually commit to a schedule, meaning that you've got to put in the days, every single day that you're going to work out or whatever you're going to do. If you want to switch it up, do something different, you need to write down exactly what you're going to do at what time. And to be completely honest with you, and my success, where I've found a much higher rate of success, is that the more, when I have more structure, when I have with my entire day, not just in my fitness routine, I find a higher success rate in everything I do. Our bodies and our minds love structure. And when we kind of just fly by the seat of our pants, when we're kind of just waking up at 8 o'clock one day, 7 o'clock the next, 6:30 the next, one day we run it in the afternoon, one day we run in the morning, our bodies don't necessarily like that. And it's harder to adapt to a schedule. So it's much better if we can commit to some consistency in our schedule and build structure around that. So maybe it's the fact that you wake up at 6:30 or 7 o'clock every single day, and the first thing you do is put on your shoes and go for a half a mile jog or a mile run. That could be one way to do it. Whatever it is that you love to do, you need to find a way to build some structure and schedule. And I think you'll find much more success. Every time I have a goal is really just a wish without a plan. So I make sure that I'm really analytical in how I'm going to achieve my goal. I'm really looking at in the next 2 weeks, the next month, the next 3 months. What do I need to schedule out? What are the milestones I need to hit to get me there? And I think that should you really build a schedule of your fitness routine, maybe even your eating habits, maybe what times you eat. Like I said, the more structure you have, the more successful you'll be. So maybe it's the fact that you're going to eat 4 meals a day, and you schedule those meals out at 8 o'clock, at noon, at 3 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, whatever that is. You just got to have some schedule. And I promise you, you'll find so much more success by having a schedule and having a full routine that you practice every single day. And the next thing about that is you've got to work and commit to sticking to that every single day. The longer you can go without missing a day, the more successful you'll be. Because what happens is if we miss one day, then it's okay if we miss 2 days, then it's okay if we miss 3 days, and then we're kind of back in that rut. So I've found that if I just have a daily practice, I don't push my body to the max every single day. I don't eat perfect every single day. But what I will tell you is that I eat something good every day, and I do some sort of activity every day, whether it's just going for a walk, whether it's going for a run, whether it's lifting. Every single day, I've got to keep that routine, because the day I take off is the day that I start getting complacent. Now, some of you may ask, so are you saying we shouldn't take rest days? I think rest days are made if you're lifting, you're really breaking down the body, you're running very hard every single day, your body needs that rest to recover. But if you just go for a walk on your rest day, some active recovery, that's more important because now you're keeping your body in tune with a routine and with a schedule and keeping your body moving. So those are my four tips to getting yourself out of a rut. Like I said, I know we're in a very hard time. We've been really put out of our comfort zone. We're kind of just flying out of a schedule that we're really not used to. And I'm guessing if you're like me and most of the people here, you're probably living in a bit of a rut. You're not feeling like yourself. You're so far out of your routine that you kind of lost some confidence. I challenge you to take these four steps. Really watch this again if you didn't take notes and really think about how you can get yourself out of this. And if you really schedule it and you write down all the four steps and you really think about it and just commit a day to this, you're going to be so successful in climbing out of this very, very quickly. And at the end of the day, that's what we all want, to get ourselves back on track. So just a quick recap, the four steps to climbing out of a rut is, first, we have to accept it, be aware of it, but not live in it. That's the most important thing. We can't let our emotions take over and control us. We've got to just be okay with it and understand that we're going to move forward starting now. The second step is to take a big step in the right direction. We've got to turn the opposite of the direction we're heading now. We've got to do a 180. And we've got to commit to something big in the moment. Don't wait. Don't let it just be a thought. You got to commit. Sign up with a trainer. Sign up for whatever you got to sign up for. And really just commit to something in the moment. The next step is we got to find a bigger purpose beyond kind of maybe what's been leading us in the past. So we've got to find that big purpose, a bigger why than what we've been counting on before, because that obviously didn't serve us to lead us to a direction to continue through a hard time. So we've got to find a big purpose. And number four, we've got to write it down. We've got to schedule it and we've got to commit to it. That's how we get the resolve. We've got to commit to something, schedule it, put it on paper, put it on our calendar, turn on notifications, whatever it takes, but it's got to be put into a schedule. And I highly suggest that you have a very routine structure every single day. And those are the four steps. So once again, I just want to tell you, you know, I have so much gratitude for all of you that have been listening in, especially for the duration of the show. But if you're just joining in, so much gratitude for you as well. I thank you so much for listening and spending your time here with me today. And once again, stay safe. Know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Let's keep the positive energy flowing through these times, because we're all going to get through this and we're all going to be better because of it. This moment was meant to serve you. No matter how bad you feel about the current situation, no matter how bad you have it right now, it's building you up to be a better version of you. It's building you up for new opportunities in your life. And you've got to remember that. So just know there is light at the end of the tunnel. And when it ends, when all this is done, there's something better coming for us. So thank you for tuning in to the Nathan Mansfield Show. And if you like my content, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Copy the link in the podcast app on iTunes and share it with a friend. And just let them know maybe how much it helped you today. So that's how I continue to grow my presence, so that people are aware of my message. So please share with a friend. And once again, thank you so much. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next time.